Horn.
Hello and welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, broadcasting on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, online at classicalwscs.org, and around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. On the Radio Thrift Shop, we celebrate 33s, 78s, 45s, tapes of all sorts, and homemade music releases from around the turn of the 20th century to the present. We're exploring the road less musically traveled. And every so often, we dig into the vinyl bins here at the Thrift Shop and spin some forgotten 45s, 7-inch vinyl records. Let's drop the needle.
Misty sun wakes up, stretches high as the morning, shining down on eyes that were closed. Ask yourself again, now maybe I was dreaming. But you're thinking it can't be true. Does she really belong to you? Such a lovely day, just say how you're feeling. But you won't know some can reveal. Feeling as you do, so wide awake and dreaming. But I'm thinking it must be wrong. I remember her eyes so bright.
Take you.
The Lone 45 by a Scottish band known as Macbeth Periscope, released on Brock Records and recorded at Craig Hill Studios in Edinburgh. That was a tune called Leaving. Before that, we heard Lost Dugs Dugs with The World of Love, and we started off with Candy Choir, No Gray Skies. Well, unfortunately, it's winter while I record this, and there are plenty of gray skies, but I do hope that 2021 brings us much warmer and brighter days. I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and this is the Forgotten 45 Show.
Red.
from 1968, and I think that was a radio station only copy. Band called The Comfortable Chair, and a song called Now. Before that, the original cast from Canada and Come Together. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm here every Saturday evening on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm celebrating 22 years here at WSCS. And if you enjoy these programs, they are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net.
This time of year in northern climates, a variety of animals, large and small, are hibernating. But you might be surprised to learn that there are different kinds of hibernation, and that bears in particular have their own special way of slowing down their body's processes. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
There's two types of animals that hibernate, bears and certain rodents, and the way they hibernate is really quite different. The rodents go into this deep sleep, their body temperature drops close to freezing, they breathe once a minute, their heart virtually stops. Bears can't afford to do that. If a bear were to slow down that much, it would take it 2 weeks to wake back up. So when a bear goes into hibernation, its body temperature drops just a little bit, about 10 degrees. It's still relatively close to its operating temperature. And what they're doing is metabolizing the fat reserves that they built up when they were in hyperphagia.
Hyperphagia is when a bear stores fat by eating as much as possible, usually between the months of August through October. According to biologist David Schurkauer, bears are able to live on that fat during their long winter sleep by dramatically altering some of their bodily functions.
Interestingly, though, they never have to wake up to defecate or urinate. They have a special mechanism that is unique to bears where they can metabolize fat and they can recycle the nitrogen that's normally a waste product known as urea, but they can recycle that and synthesize proteins with it.
The mechanisms of bear hibernation are still not fully understood. However, animal physiologists are currently doing research that could someday have applications for the treatment of human diseases. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation and Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research.
You found the Dusty Grooves here at the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
The fragile, gentle butterfly with multicolored wings settles on the toadstools in the midst of fairy rings. Midsummer sound of tinkle bells, a sweet Titania sings. Or am I dreaming? Or am I dreaming? And I will have a castle with a drawbridge and a moat, and light my open fires with a brand new £5 note, and go off on a winter cruise in a bright red sailing boat. Or am I dreaming? Or am I dreaming? And you'll get what you deserve. Guard the pure white ribbon falling in a graceful curve. Crystal clear cut chandeliers, all gifts in a bowl. All wine by the fire and the finest of in store. The watermelon moon makes gentle progress in the sky. Upside down it's floating as the satellites go by. And you can hold the conversation if you're not too high. Or am I dreaming? Or am I dreaming? The magic mountain music man is really rather shy. Or am
Saturday morning, I'm going away with my friend. Will Saturday spend till the end of the day? Just I and my friend, we'll travel for miles in our Saturday smile. Then we'll move on, but we will remember long after Saturday's gone. Ah!
another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in status and another Pleasant Valley.
Yes, when I was a wee lad, everybody loved the Beatles, but I was into the Monkees. Had to have every single record that they released, LP or 45. That was Pleasant Valley Sunday. Absolutely loved the Prefab Four. Before that, the Sandpipers with Come Saturday Morning, and we started off with the Straubs. Oh, Am I Dreaming? No, you're not dreaming. You're listening to the radio, and this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we are exploring forgotten 45s on the turntable.
Exploring science and the sea. Warmer oceans are bad news for corals. Higher temperatures can kill the living part of a coral, leaving only a bleached-out skeleton. Despite appearances, though, one species of coral might not be dead at all. It might be only mostly dead. And when conditions improve, it can regenerate. Researchers studied a type of coral found only in the Mediterranean Sea. In particular, they regularly checked on a large patch of coral off the coast of Spain from 2002 through 2017. At various times during that period, some of the individual coral colonies looked dead. They lost their color, and some were overgrown with algae. And some of them really were dead, but not all. The scientists found that some of the living organisms of the coral colonies, known as polyps, had gone into a sort of hibernation. The change was triggered by warmer waters during the summer months. The polyps got smaller, and they pulled away from the hard skeleton. In time, though, as the temperature dropped, some of the polyps rejuvenated. They returned to normal, bringing their colonies back to life. Scientists had seen evidence of this type of behavior in ancient coral fossils, but it's the first time that modern corals were seen to come back to life. That could be a way for corals to survive our changing climate, but the researchers warn that regeneration might not last for long. Continued rises in global temperatures could be too much for the coral to handle, turning them from mostly dead to all dead. You can find images to accompany our programs on our website, scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
The same world has let you down, and friends no longer want you around. When you feel burdened down with trouble seems too hard to bear. When you no longer want to try or care if you should live or die. Thank you.
come calling around your door.
Ah! Call my name, hear me talking to you, baby. Call my name, don't you hear what I say? Call my name, oh, oh, call my name. Call my name, hear me talking to you.
some early Hawkwind there with Hurry On Sundown. Before that, we heard the Chronicle Church in a tune called Mystery, released on Pashlo Records, and that's definitely a bit of a mystery. It's very scarce. Beautiful, beautiful soul music, though. And we started that set off with Eden Tree and Call My Name. Well, you can call my name DJ Frederick. And if you are curious about the Radio Thrift Shop, have any questions, comments, or requests, you could email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Thank you.
misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. We'll be right back.
beautiful guitar music by Canadian Bruce Cockburn, released only on the B-side of a very scarce 45 from 1975. That was Music for a Lunar Eclipse. Before that, some more Canadian talent with an incredibly creative arrangement of Lennon McCartney's Strawberry Fields Forever. The band was called Life, and that 45 was released on Polydor Records. And we started the set off with Lester Lannon and the West Indies Ska. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Sometimes we play private press LPs. Sometimes we're into jazz. Sometimes a little bit of rock and roll. Sometimes some easy listening. Sometimes some old 78s from the 30s and 40s. Sometimes some pop psych music. And you just never know what you're going to hear. So I hope you're enjoying these broadcasts.
Something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I can't help seeing all the way through.
It's important to me that you know you are free. 'Cause I never wanna make you change.
An all-time favorite 45 of mine, Todd Rundgren with Hello, It's Me. And yes, it's me, DJ Frederick, saying thank you for listening. Please email if you have any questions, comments, or requests. It's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Yeah, I know it's a little confusing because the show is Radio Thrift Shop. It's free Radio Skybird at iCloud.com. You can also email djfmoe@gmail.com. That's djfmoe@gmail.com. Until next time, thank you for listening and wishing you many blessings.